There shouldn't be much ambiguity about why the 17th of Tammuz is a fast day. The Mishnah relates five tragic events that took place on this date. 1. The tablets were broken. 2. And the daily offering in the temple ceased. 3. And the city of Jerusalem was breached. 4. And a posthumous burned the Torah. 5. And he set up an idol in the sanctuary. The Mishnah relates that the 17th of Tammuz is a sad day because so many awful incidents occurred on it. Yet one of these, namely the breaking of the tablets, the Luchos, is an outlier, not only because it happened generations earlier than these other events, but also because of its reception in the rabbinic imagination. We can easily understand why our sages, as in the Mishnah above, would treat this as a tragedy. Moshe has destroyed the most physically intimate gift God gave the Jewish people, a personally written message. If there's a tradition to fast when a modern Torah scroll is, God forbid, dropped, should we not fast for the destruction of an autographed copy, as it were, of God's work? This understanding, however, is complicated by a rabbinic interpretation of Shmos chapter 34, verse 1. Hashem said to Moshe, "You yourself carve two stone tablets like the first, and I will write on the tablets the thing that were on the first tablets, which you destroyed." Asher Shibarta. The 3rd century sage Reish Lakish understands that final phrase, Asher Shibarta, which you destroyed, as code for a more startling message from God. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "Pa'amim shebitula shel Torah zeo yesoda." Sometimes the destruction of Torah is its foundation. Dichsiv, as it is written, Asher Shibarta, which you destroyed. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. The Blessed Holiness said to Moshe, Yishar kochacha sheshibarta. Shkoyach, good work that you destroyed them. The statement is perplexing. Why does Reish Lakish think that God praised Moshe for breaking the Luchos? But what is clear is that in this reading of the story, Moshe's act of breaking them was indeed a righteous action, something worthy of affirmation directly from God. But if the breaking of the tablets was praiseworthy, why should it be included in a list of five tragedies? Was the breaking of the Luchos a tragedy for which we should fast, or the right response in the moment by a leader of impeccable insight? I want to consider two different messages that come out from the seeming contradiction. The first is simply that there need not be a contradiction here. Sometimes, the right thing to do in a given moment may, despite its correctness, still be a tragedy. Moshe understood that in that moment, a violation of the Torah's sanctity was necessary precisely for its preservation. What he did was right, and God praised him for it. Still, the image of such a precious immediate communication from the Blessed Holiness, shattered on the ground, is a tragedy. We can and should both praise Moshe for his act and mourn its occurrence. The second message is, to me, less obvious. Because while Reish Lakish's statement, divorced from its context, might lend the impression that God praises Moshe immediately after Moshe breaks the tablets, when we read Hashem's message in its biblical context, we see that a significant gap appears between Moshe's action and God's response. Moshe breaks the tablets in Shmos chapter 32, verse 19. Only after a full 1.5 chapters, 39 verses, do we arrive at God's telling Moshe, "Good job, shkoyach, on breaking the tablets," in Shmos 34, verse 1. In the meantime, we've read about multiple punishments of the Israelites, Moshe's begging forgiveness from God, his desire for more direct intervention from God, and his desire to see God's face. In Moshe's retelling of this time in Dvarim chapter 9, the two events are not just separated by 39 verses, but explicitly by 40 days, a full 40 days in which Moshe is beseeching God before he receives the divine shkoyach. The Imre Emes, writing about this verse, explains the gap. The Talmud teaches that one may not tear down a synagogue until one has built its replacement. So too here, says the Imre Emes, God had to wait to praise Moshe's act until God had commanded the construction of the second Luchos. Sometimes we can only see the good in a tragedy after we've had time to grieve and even begin to repair the loss. This means that for a full 40 days, Moshe and the Jewish people may have seen and felt only the tragedy of Moshe's breaking the tablets. 40 days spent in regret, in depression, in despair, until God says to Moshe that his action was, contrary to all appearances, the right thing to do. And perhaps then, something that does not demand our mourning. We nonetheless include the breaking of the tablets in the list of tragedies that occurred on this day, because even when in retrospect we can see the good that resulted from a seemingly awful moment, that time that we spent living in the in-between, the time when we could see only the misery, leaves an imprint on our personal and collective psyche. We may know, with the gift of hindsight, that Moshe's action was in the best interest of God, Torah, and the Jewish people. But we also have the memory imprinted on us of living for 40 days in despair. The fact that this story has a happy ending, with God forgiving us and giving us a second chance and another set of luchos on Yom Kippur, does not abrogate either the obligation or the opportunity to mourn and recall our darkest days.